mundane information that has been exchanged between people, you know, hundreds of times before, nothing original in it, but said with great sort of sincerity and good heart between these two. Mm. And I think that is actually the key to small talk. It's when you are speaking from your heart, but it's the process of the speaking rather than the content of it that is important. Like, I meet my friend off the train and I go, "Hi, how are you? How is your journey?" And basically, I might as well be saying, you know, because I'm really pleased to see her.
But you're putting words in there as well.
I'm just putting words in.
It's all about establishing relationships and also this business of achieving transition, like with your example of seeing somebody getting off the train.
Yes.
So it's transition from that moment where you two are apart to first seeing each other, to actually coming close enough to talk to each other, to establishing goodwill.
Yeah.
Then what on earth are you going to talk about? What's been happening? The things you want to express, the things you don't want to express.
But just to go back to the words themselves, isn't the point, if you say there's phatic communication and then there's other kind of communication, you're saying that it's not actually the content of the words that count? So when people say language is communication, in this particular case, if I say, "How are you?" it's not the content of "how are you" that I'm communicating. I'm communicating, "Cooey, are you a friend?" or whatever I am, but it's not the words themselves. So it's not, strictly speaking, language as communication. It's the total moment as communication. Is that right?
I think that's right. I mean, phatic communication can be different from other sorts of language precisely in that ritualisation that you're just talking about there. I mean, what words did you just give me? How are you doing? How are you?
That sort of thing. Yes.
That, you haven't right. thought that through just then and invented it on the spot. That's something you've said a zillion times beforehand. And it's got to be collaborative. So if you do that, all right, or how are you doing or whatever, and the other person doesn't respond, then that's a problem. It has to be both of you contributing.
There's a certain rule of reciprocity, isn't there? I mean, if I say "nice weather" or "how are you," I am wanting a response, and I also want you to sort of agree with me. So if I say "nice weather," I want you to go, "Yeah, it's lovely."
And then aren't we doing, we're saying we're in the same social unit. There's
yes.
a coherence thing here,
yeah.
cohesion.
Yeah.
That we're saying, if you say "nice weather," and I go, "Yeah, nice weather," but if I go, "I don't know," then I've broken it, haven't
yes,
I?
Yes, and then I take a step back and go, OK, you've said you can't come in any further. And if you ignore me altogether, well, I know my place, don't I? So you tell a story, and in my mind, I'm trying to find connections to that story.
Yes.
And then when I find a connection, then I share my story with you again, and then you find connections in what I'm saying. And then we go to places that neither of us would have got to on our own.
That's my definition of a good conversation,
well,
or a successful one.
I think you can get to that sort of good conversation via ritualised small talk.